This is Tom Schwartz. I'm a professor and vice chair of psychiatry at SUNY Upstate Medical University here in Syracuse, New York. So the goal for today is to talk a little bit in detail about weight gain as it pertains to patients with psychiatric disorder and how, as clinicians, when we prescribe, a high majority of our medications create iatrogenic or artificially induced weight gain as well. So sometimes there's a double impact where people are gaining weight naturally, and then we give them more weight gain with our medications. I think one of the first things to consider when you meet a patient is their tendency or propensity towards weight gain. If somebody already is 10, 15 pounds overweight, their family history is one of obesity with type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, things of that nature, I think we have to assume any drug we prescribe with weight gain potential may impact that patient even more than somebody who's more genetically skinny or thin. I think one option right out of the starting gate is to use antidepressants if we're treating depression that are less likely to cause weight gain. We typically would avoid the older medicines, the MAOIs and the tricyclics. They have a fair amount of weight gain. Of the novel, more newer antidepressants, mirtazapine, nifazidone, trazodone, the sedating antidepressants, which have remarkable antihistamine properties, tend to cause a fair amount of weight gain over time. We would want to avoid those as well. The SSRIs and the SNRI medications are a little bit more hit or miss. Some people gain weight, some people lose a few pounds, but every now and then we do find patients who are very sensitive to the increased serotonin, and they gain remarkable amount of weights. So maybe we can avoid those as well. So what does that leave us? I think bupropion, the bupropion product line, does not utilize serotonin at all. It elevates norepinephrine and dopamine. It's a relatively safe medication in that it likely won't cause weight. If anything, it loses weight for patients. So from that point of view, if your patient is depressed, you could certainly go with that, and that has been the textbook guideline-based approach for avoiding weight gain up front. Interestingly, there's a few newer antidepressants out. These are antidepressants that are SSRIs at heart, but also manipulate other serotonergic receptors, valazodone and vortioxetine. You get the benefit of a serotonergic agent, and if you look at their year-long data versus placebo, there is a minimum of weight gain here as well. So you may have an option to go with a serotonergic drug that's not overly sedating and may not create as much weight gain. So you can go with the bupropion product line, valazodone, or vortioxetine, and I call those the SSRI pluses. Again, they have an SSRI mechanism plus additional serotonin receptor manipulation. Finally, there is a newer SNRI called levomilnacipran, and theoretically should do a bit better at avoiding weight. It has a high norepinephrine component to it, which generally curbs appetite. So ideally, you could use that theoretically to avoid putting on extra pounds. Again, every single patient is different. People may certainly gain or lose weight, but I think we have three or four safer medications out of the starting gate that will hopefully avoid putting us in a dilemma of introducing excessive weight gain. Additionally, if we create weight gain or you're seeing a patient who is already overweight by a large amount, we could start as psychiatrists or even primary care clinicians prescribing weight loss medications, bona fide FDA-approved weight loss medications. And there are now several of those out that we have available to us. Of course, you can suggest diet and exercise. I'm particularly in favor of portion control, where the patient cuts down the volume of calories. They eat whatever they want, the same variety of foods, but they cut 20-25% of that out. It's not a hard diet to follow. If they can stick to that, they'll lose weight. So I think you can try simpler diet-type plans, and if that fails, you may want to move to an FDA-approved weight loss medication. The ones that are out there are highly varied in the way that they work. There is a bupropion-naltrexone combination. Again, there's bupropion, the antidepressant we know. I suspect the high norepinephrine component curbs appetite, and naltrexone theoretically is felt to decrease the positive reward or the good feeling we get from eating. So it packs two different mechanisms. That may be used to lower weight in your patient. Lorcaserin is novel in that it's a serotonin 2C receptor agonist. Now, in practice, we use medications that block that receptor, and many of these are atypical antipsychotics, the antidepressant mirtazapine. These are all fairly weight gain prone, and that may be partially due to blocking the serotonin 2C receptor. Lorcaserin stimulates the receptor, and by using that mechanism, we reverse weight gain and turn it into weight loss, and that's another FDA-approved weight loss medication. Another newer one that has been marketed is called phentermine-topiramate combination. Phentermine has been available for weight loss for many years, and again, it has stimulant-like effects, raises norepinephrine, and likely curbs appetite. Topiramate has been used for a long time as an epilepsy medication and has a very well-known side effect of causing weight loss. So they've partnered those two medications together, gained FDA approval, and patients can lose weight on that medication as well. Other older medications that are out there outside of the stimulants might include orlistat. Orlistat has been around for many years. It blocks fatty absorption in the intestine. It's a pretty straightforward medication. You can't absorb calories from fat very well. It has the side effect of creating a fair amount of diarrhea, which patients cannot tolerate sometimes. But that's another one using yet another mechanism of providing weight loss that can be utilized in these patients. I'll comment very quickly on an off-label approach that has been used in treating antipsychotic-associated weight gain, metformin. It's a diabetes medication. There's several randomized controlled trials, so albeit not FDA approved, has a good evidence base for lowering weight gain or preventing weight gain in patients on atypical antipsychotics. I think there's a fair amount of this drug also being utilized in practice, even though it's not FDA approved. So these are a few options, and the approach clinically would be to avoid issuing weight gain prone drugs at the start of prescribing, if that's an option to you. If patients still gain weight or have excessive weight, I think the next step would be certainly diet and exercise, advice and counseling, lifestyle change approaches. And if that fails, using a bona fide approved weight loss medication like the ones we mentioned. So I think there are several options to approaching patients with psychiatric disorder and weight gain problems, and we've tried our best to outline those for you here today. Thank you.